The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Here we go with our second game of our doubleheader as Dot West girls taking care of business, 53-23. And now it's time for the boys' game with Axtell coming into tonight, 2-1 in league play, and ranks number 2 in the KVCA's latest rankings. And overall, the Eagles are 9-1 on the season. As for Donovan West, they are 0-6 in league play and 2-11 overall. By the way, final score for the Centralia girls game versus Troy, the Panthers made a comeback, and they won 47-41. So they are still perfect in league play. What a comeback for Dusty Thompson's crew after trailing pretty much the entire contest. Centralia comes out victorious 47-41 to stay in first place in the Twin Valley League. But here on the boys' side, though, despite actually being number two in the entire state, they are number 5 in the league. Mainly because they've only played 3 games so far. They got a lot of games coming up ahead of them with the makeups, including the Axtell game coming up on the 19th. That took a while for them to get that scheduled. I actually just found about that today, 21 days after the game was postponed. So Axtell has a lot of games left to go for their season. But this is a team that's coming off their Twin Valley League Tournament Championship for the second straight year. They won against Troy in the quarterfinals, 60-51. They won against Clifton Clyde by 2 in the semifinals with the Eli Brockstrom game-winning 3-point buzzer beater, and then won in the championship 48-34 in the finale. And those first two games being decided by single digits, they had not played a game closer than 16 points prior to the entire TVL tournament. But then a couple of close games, and then the championship, they did hand it to the Wildcats in the finale. As for Donovan West, they're trying to get over a hump. They have not won a home league game since February 18th, 2022. So it has been a long time. That was a 44-32 win over Lynn. And they, of course, are 0-6 this year in league play. And they haven't won a league game, period, since January 3rd of 2023. So over a year ago, almost 13 months ago, that was a 34-30 win at Frankfurt in overtime, which we broadcasted. That was a fun one. It was low scoring and fun all the way to the end. The Donovan West hoping for something to happen, but they're going to have to do it without their second-best scorer in Cooper Eberle, averaging 8 points per game. He is out for today's game with an injury. And Michael Albers, their leading shot blocker, averaging 4 blocks a game. He is ill, but he is going to play. He's their leading rebounder as well. He was questionable for today's game, according to head coach Derek Shelton, but he is starting. So you'll love to see that if you're a Donovan West fan. It is going to be a tough game here for the Donovan West boys, who had another rough season this year after a rough one last year, but they have doubled their win total from a year ago. They won just one game. They went 1-20 all year last year, and they're hoping to get back in the win column here tonight as Donovan West, they in the TVL tournament, won their first round game against Washington County. So they won a game against the league opponent, but of course doesn't go down as a league game. And they lost their last 3 games to Centralia, Valley Heights, and Frankfurt. And since Troy didn't travel for the consolation semifinals, Donovan West didn't get any specific place in the TVL tournament. But they did play in the consolation semifinals as opposed to playing in one of those 4 consolation games. So definitely a step in the right direction for Coach Derek Shelton's crew. This is a team that is definitely better than that team a year ago. They're a lot more mature, they shoot better, but they do still lack the height and the depth that they struggled with last year. They do have more players on the team, but they only usually have about 6, maybe 7 people play on a nightly basis for the Mustangs. As for the TVL boys standings, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Hanover tied for first with the Eagles at 5-0, Hanover at 6-1. Centralia is a half game back at 4-0. Troy is in solo fourth at 4-1. Axtell is in solo fifth at 2-1, two games back first place. Frankfort, Blue Valley Randolph, Valley Heights are all 2.5 games out and are 500. Washington County is 2-4, 3.5 games out and in 9th place. 10th place is Glenn at 1-4. Donovan West is in 11th place at 0-6. And Onega is in 12th place. They lost last night to Hanover. They are 0-7, 6 games out of first place, 1-12 on the regular season. So at least Donovan West is not the bottom feeder, which they were a year ago. Starters for tonight's contest. First, for Donovan West, it'll be Colter Peterson, Kelby Windmeyer, Michael Albers, Hudson Penny, and Dustin Beach. There's a tip-off. It's won by Axtell. And for the Eagles, it's Eli Brockstrom, Wyatt Detwiler, Brandon Schmelzley, Grady, and Grant Bussing. Schmelzley with it, gives it to the top of the key to Grant Bussing. As we are underway, Brockstrom pass left side to Grady Bussing. Three ball on the way, too strong for Eli Brockstrom, missing everything. Rebound in the hands of Kelby Windmeyer. Colin Shaughnessy, Brandon Schmelzley, both averaging 13 points a game for the Eagles. Oh, and so is Eli Brockstrom. He's averaging 13.4 points per game. So just a slight lead in terms of being the team's leading scorer. Peterson drives from the right side, bounce pass to Albers. Again, under the weather, but playing here tonight. Peterson, the leading scorer for the Mustangs, 8.4 points per game, drives. His shot blocked out of there by Grant Bussing out of bounds. Grant Bussing, the fourth leading scorer on the team. 3.6 points per game. Pretty wild that he only shoots 0.2 points, or excuse me, I beg your pardon. He only shoots 0.2 free throws per game as the team's big. Very odd. And he has yet to make a free throw yet this season. But again, hasn't shot very many at all. That's a nice find for Albers. He lays it up and in. Beautiful dish from Peterson with the assist. And just like the girls' game, Axtell on the scoreboard first. I beg your pardon, sorry, Dustin West on the scoreboard first. And a shot and a retaliation by Eli Brockstrom, and he scores. Guess I should have said it was the underdog that scored first for both of the games. 6:35 to go, first quarter, 2-2 our score. Peterson, offensive foul called against Kelby Windmeyer to screen for him. First foul called of the ballgame. He'll go against Kelby Windmeyer, Dustin West. Detwiler pass to Brandon Schmelzley. To the top of the key, pass to the right side. Putting it on the floor is Eli Brockstrom. Going to his left from the top of the key, gives up to Wyatt Detwiler, the superstar freshman for the Eagles. Averaging 5 points, 4 assists per game. Shooting 50% from beyond the arc. Doesn't shoot a ton. Averages a little over one shot from beyond the arc per game, but shooting 50%. He's shooting 82% from the free throw line. He drives, right side, jump stop, layup, good! Detwiler finds the lane into the right block, and he banks it home. It's 4-2 Axtell. Driving right is Peterson, now reversing course, back out to the perimeter. Bounce pass is wide of the mark, trying to find Hudson Penny. He goes out of bounds, turnover to the Eagles. Axtell, one of the best offensive teams in the state. Averaging almost 60 points a game. Here's a three ball in the corner. No good by Brockstrom. And a rebound secured by Colter Peterson. Outlet pass up ahead from Penny. Loose. Brockstrom is able to get the steal. And Schmelzley lost it. Loose on the floor. And he's able to square it ahead to Detwiler. Brockstrom kicks. Schmelzley. Driving kick. Corner three. No good off the heel. Long rebound, corner to corner, and Brockstrom now has it. 3 minutes in the first quarter gone, 4-2 Axtell. Three off a dribble for Schmelzley, that's no good. Saved by Grady Bussing, but into the hands of Kelby Windmeyer. He's looking to run. Up ahead, nice find for Justin Beach, but it's swatted out of there by Schmelzley. Here comes Brockstrom in transition. Detwiler had a wide open look at three, but holds on to it instead. Dribbles to his left, kicks it. Schmelzley. A nice find inside for Grant Bussing, and he'll lay it up and in. And Schmelzley, averaging 3.8 assists per game, leads the team in that category. Also leads the team in rebounds and steals. Foul on the floor. Doesn't lead in scoring, though. That belongs to Eli Brockerman. Colin Shaughnessy not starting here tonight. He was injured in the semifinal game, but now he checks in. He's still got a little bit of a limp as he checks in for the first time. He scored 5 points in the championship game against Hanover. It came at a pretty timely point in that game in which Hanover was starting to get some momentum, but he came in, knocked down a three in a two-point basket in a minimal amount of time to put the game away. Coming in off the bench, off a curl. Nice up and under. Shot is good off the glass. Nice move by Hudson Penny. That makes it 6-4. Axel still with the lead. Shaughnessy with his first offensive touch. Gives it up to Schmelzley. So again, Salmon, who checks into the ball game. Three ball, no good. A little bit short. Offensive rebound, Schmelzley. Kick it out. Shaughnessy drives middle. Kicks. Schmelzley. Brockstrom now to drive. Schmelzley thought about a three and holds on to it. Schmelzley averages 3.2, 3 points per game. And shoots 37.5% from beyond the arc. So very efficient. And decides to pull, decided not to that time. Here's a three from Brockstrom. That one is too strong. Loose, rebounded by Kelby Wendmeyer, falling away. Passes it back to Albers, and he'll throw it away. Back to Axel. Brockstrom, not afraid to trigger it. He shoots 6.2 attempts per game from beyond the arc. That's the most on the team. He shoots at a 29% clip. Meanwhile, Colin Shaughnessy, he is the most efficient from beyond the arc. How about 46.8% from beyond the arc for Colin Shaughnessy? 5.2 attempts per game. Chauncey's going to try one from straight away. A little bit too strong. And rebound goes to Colter Peterson. That was right on the money in terms of being to the middle, but it was a little bit too long. Peterson from left wing. The 3:15 to go in the quarter, and trailing 6-4, brings the ball towards the middle, defended by Eli Brockstrom. Star sophomore guard. Passes it to the near side corner. Penny's going to try his three. That one off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Albers, and it'll go to Axel with 3:01 to go. Good look from the corner for Penny, trying to go for the lead. Couldn't haul it in. Knock it down, excuse me. Here's Salmon with it. Team's sixth leading scorer, just a hair under 3 points per game. Brockstrom, break apart to Schmelzley, falls for three. No good, Hudson Penny. It's the rebound. I'll bring it up the near side. He's the fourth leading scorer. Here's a three ball for Beach. That one's a little too strong. Offensive rebound. Albers put back. It's good and one. And we are tied. 6-6. Just like the girls game. Michael Albers with 4 points. With 2:39 to go in the opening quarter, chance for Donovan West to get their first lead of the ball game. Well, I guess their second lead of the ball game. It's Brady Whiffen checked in for Sam Manu. Came in off the bench. That foul picked up by Logan Salmon. Free throw for Albers is good. 7-6. Donovan West. Looking to work quickly off of the free throw make. Against the Donovan West zone. Corner far left side for Grady Bussing. 15-footer for Brockstrom off the catch. No good. Rebound to Albers. Loose out of bounds. And he'll go to Donovan West as Grady Bussing couldn't get away from him. Michael Albers, 6.3 rebounds per game. They are really loving having him tonight after he didn't play in their game last Friday. In a backcourt violation, well, Kelby Wendmeyer kind of panicked a little bit. Good defense by Axel. They forced a turnover. And the Eagles get it back with 2:17 to go. Right side wing. Chelsea. Give it up to Brockstrom. Shaughnessy back to Schmelzley. From the free throw line goes to work. Gives it back. Brockstrom. Hands off Schmelzley from the right side. From the elbow, nice spine underneath. Layup no good by Grady Bussing on a bit of a hook shot, but an offensive rebound gets his own miss. Putback is no good. Gets it again. And he'll kick it out. Shaughnessy's now going to try a three from the left side wing. That's no good. He's over two on the night. Long rebound for Grady Bussing. His third rebound of this possession. Detweiler thought about trying once and holds on to it. The freshman coughs it up. Colter Peterson, the sophomore, coming the other way. Finds the back dribble. He's now double-teamed. They get around it. Drives baseline. Layup good. And it's 9-6. Donovan West. Colter Peterson with his first basket of the ballgame. 3-point Mustang lead. Here's Grady Bussing with it. Off a screen catch for Brent Schmelzley. That shot's off the iron. No good. Rebound Dustin Beach to Donovan West. 1:10 to go, opening quarter. Jonathan West looking for their first home win since February of 2022, and the three is good from Hudson Jenny. He's got five. Timeout called by Jason Cunningham. It is 12-6 Jonathan West with 58.7 seconds left to go. 10-0 runs E. West. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. Actually, I think that's 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
What a start for Donovan West after trailing 6-2 to go on a 10-0 run. Take a 12-6 lead with just inside a minute to go here in this first quarter. Eli Brockstrom to Brandon Schmelsley, left side corner. Detweiler to Brockstrom. Off of a catch of a screen, Salmon makes it. He catches it from the top of the key. He'll give it up. Brockstrom just inside the three-point line, kicks it out to Wyatt Detweiler. Good defense from Donovan West here. Brockstrom cut off by Dustin Beach. Left side corner with it, Detweiler. 26 seconds left in the quarter. A 30-second possession for Axel. Pull-up jumper off the dribble is good for Brandon Schmelsley. Nice touch from Schmelsley, his first basket of the game. 15 seconds left. Cross half court, breaking the press, and one pass to Whitmire. Drives. Layup is underneath the backboard. 10 seconds to go now for Axel. They get the ball back. 12-8. Donovan West with the lead. Detweiler passes off the foot of Colter Peterson with 2.9 seconds left in the quarter. So one more shot at it for the Eagles. When Meyer had a little bit wide-eyed on that leather on the other end. Three ball at the buzzer is no good for Eli Brockstrom. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. Donovan West with a 12-8 lead. After 8 minutes of action, we'll be back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Michael Albers, Hudson Penny both score 5 points apiece to give Donovan West a 12-8 lead against Donovan West after the first quarter. What a surprise this has been. It was a 10-0 run for Donovan West after they trailed 6-2. And out of the period break, Donovan West will get the ball back. Penny will inbound it. I beg your pardon, that's Beach, and we're back underway. Peterson with 2 points, the remaining 2 points. He'll go ahead and hand it off to Beach, and lost the handoff off his hands and out of bounds. A costly mistake right out of the gate for the Mustangs, and they'll be back on defense. Schmelzley with it, goes to his left side, to the wing, gets a screen to go to the middle for Grady Bussing. Kicks it to Wyatt Detweiler. Feed is to Grant Bussing from the top of the key. The pass to Brockstrom from the corner brings it to the wing. To Grady Bussing, landed off to Brockstrom from the left side corner. Baseball pass to Schmelzley, thought about driving, instead kicks it out. Then while they're defended by Peterson loosely, gives up to Grady Bussing in the short corner right side, who hands it back to Brandon Schmelzley. Good defense from Donovan West so far this evening. Then while they're looking to drive, they'll hand it back. Three ball from Eli Brockstrom, that is too strong, loose. Picked up by Grant Bussing and Axel. Another chance for the Eagles. Pull-up jumper off the dribble for Braylon Schmelzley, and it is good. 14-footer for Braylon Schmelzley, his second basket of the game. He has four. It's 12-10. Pass deflected out of bounds on the after sending inbounded to Peterson. His pass was deflected out by Schmelzley, and it'll be Mustangs basketball. Peterson double team gets around it, and we'll get across half court to Beach from the left side. Top of the key, Peterson. Bounce fast, near side corner, drives, floater, Beach, way too strong on that time. Loose picked up by Albers. Save before going out of bounds. Beach will kick it out to the top of the key. Actually, that was Penny that kicked it out. Now Peterson with it with 6:38 to go here in the second quarter. Bounce pass, Penny, a bounce pass to Peterson. Spread out defense, 1-3-1 defense for Axel, excuse me. Dribbles to the elbow, bounce pass, Whitmire, drives, floater, off the glass is good! Shelby Whitmire with his first basket of the game. It's 14-10. Way to break that 1-3-1 zone. Here's a drive baseline by Schmelzley. Too easy. He lays it up and in with his right hand. As Jonathan West doesn't get back on defense. 14-12, Mustang lead. And a wraparound pass deflected out of bounds by Schmelzley near midcourt on the right side. And well, heads up. Passion Bastan's coming back. Almost hit the gentleman who was on the scorer's table. 6:06 to go, second quarter, 14-12, Donovan West leading Axel. Back to the 1-3-1, wraparound pass, right to left side, Peterson, stop to the elbow, wraparound pass, back to the perimeter to Hudson Penny. Pass off the foot of Schmelzley, but into the hands of Penny. They got numbers, lob pass for Albers on the near side block. They'll go to work, now kick it out to Peterson. And the Axel defense resets. Wraparound pass, Penny. Bounce pass, Peterson, short corner catch, Albers. Back up to Peterson. He's going to try a three, close out from Grady Busting. Now on, almost able to get it to go, but a little bit too strong. Rebound, Broxerman. Chance Tire take the lead for Axel here. With 5:24 to go in the second quarter. Broxerman drives, left side, in the lane, jump stop. Swatted out of there by Albers, but he traveled. Took two steps and then jump stop. Actually, three steps and then jump stop, excuse me. And with 5:18 to go, Donovan West gets it back against the Axel press. Bounce pass goes into Veach. Double team deflected off of Grady Busting. He'll get the steal. Lay up and in. And Eli Broxerman ties it. That's his second basket of the game. And we are tied 14-14. Breaking the press this time. Pass to Albers. Finds him. Well, Whitmire on the assist as he lays it up and in. Albers now with 7. Donovan West gets the lead right back. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Schmelzley, very loose. Very loose defense by Kelby Whitmire defending Schmelzley. And Axel has not made a three-point basket yet as the team shoots 35% of the team from beyond the arc. Left side catch from the wing. Schmelzley drives in the lane. Floater, good. Not very good. Help side defense that time from Hudson Penny. Made it easy, and Brandon Schmelzley starting to take this game over. He has 6 points in the quarter, 8 for the ball game. We're tied 16-16. Whitmire breaks the press, shot high at the glass. It's good and one! High off the glass for Kelby Whitmire. He has 4. And once again, the Mustangs getting that lead right back. Now foul goes against Dalton Heinen, his first. And team's first as well. 4:24 to go. Here in this second quarter. Free throw from Whitmire, high arcing, no good. Second free throw attempt of the game for the Mustangs. And by the way, Axel has not attempted a free throw yet today. Logan Salmon, pass to Eli Broxerman, right side wing. Short corner catch for Schmelzley, retreats to the corner. He's going to fire a three off the dribble. Good! Cash money, he is taking over this ball game. 9 points in the quarter, 11 on the ball game. And Axel has their first lead in a while now, with 4 minutes left to go here in the half. Bounce pass, Peterson driving, and Whitmire lays it up and in again for Kelby Whitmire. And a timeout called as Donovan West retakes the lead right back. High scoring second quarter, and a timeout is called. 3:51 to go in the second quarter. We'll take it as well. 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HineandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
It has been the quarter of Brandon Schmelzley. He has 9 second quarter points out of the team's 11 points in the quarter. He's keeping this team in this one. It is 20-19, Donovan West with a lead. With 3:45 to go here in the second quarter, Axel with the basketball. Number 2 ranked team in 1A D2. A tough test here this evening. Here's Roxman. He's going to try a corner 3. No good. Too strong. Rebound, Michael Albert. Alley pass deflected out of bounds by Eli Roxman. And he spikes the ball away. And Colin Shaughnessy will now check in for Axel. Also in the game for Donovan West is Hayden Paulino. Mentioned that Cooper Eberle is out, their second leading scorer, averaging 8 points a game. Kelby Winemeyer currently on the bench for the Mustangs. He'll now go to the scorer's table to check back in at the next stoppage of play. Bounce pass corner for Beach to get it right back to Peterson. Bounce pass to Penny. High post catch Albers. Kick it out. Peterson, head fake. Thought about the 3, now kicks it. 3 ball on the way, Hudson Penny. Too strong that time. Rebound by Colin Shaughnessy. Now led up ahead to Schmelzley from the left side wing. High post catch, Broxman drives, left side, swatted out there by Albers again, averaging 4 blocks a game. He has a couple here on the night, and now Winmeyer will check in for Paulino. Good job by Paulino, checking in, for coming in for a brief moment. 2:58 to go, second quarter, Donovan West still leading 20-19. Axel got their first lead in a while at the 4-minute mark, but Donovan West got it right back. Kelby Winmeyer with 6 points in the quarter of the team's 8 points in his frame. Shaughnessy from the top of the key goes to his left with Sandman. Back to Shaughnessy, now right side, Broxman. High post catch, Schmelzley, turns, look. Deflected out of there by Albers. Took it from his pocket, now getting the possession back. Shaughnessy, right side, Broxman back to Shaughnessy. We're getting around the perimeter. Short corner catch, Grady Bussing, and a tough time handling, kicks it out. In the corner, Sandman. 2.5 now left to go. Shaughnessy dribbles to his right, to the wing. High post, deflection, but into the hands of Schmelzley. Kick it out, corner, catch, 3, open, Shaughnessy, got it! He is not going to miss that one. His first basket of the game. And it is 22-20 Axel. Shooting 46% from beyond the arc coming into tonight. And he buries that one. Here's Penny. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Albers. Back into 1-3-1. High post catch Winmeyer. A whistle and a reach in against the Eagles. And that is their second foul of the quarter. Meanwhile, Donovan West has not committed a foul in this period with 1:56 left to go. That foul goes against Grady Bussing. That is his first. It'll be Penny inbounding it. Goes to the corner. Beach thought about the 3, then gives it up. Short corner catch, Penny. He treats the corner. Now dribble to the wing. And Peterson calls the play as Axel falls into a man-to-man. Left side wing catch. Penny, bobbled pass, went into the hands of Peterson, left side corner. 1:36 to go here in the quarter. Backdoor cut, and that one is out of the hands of Hudson Penny. He couldn't handle it. That was a tough pass. Tried to thread the needle and could not. It's out of bounds. A costly turnover by the Mustangs. And Axel a chance to get a double or a multiple possession lead once again. Schmelzley, kick, right side wing. Schmelzley, now left side for Shaughnessy. Skip pass back to Rick Barton, sorry, to Broxman. High post catch for Schmelzley now. Roxman, a 3, no good, too strong over the backboard. And Donovan West gets a stop. Chance for the Mustangs to tie or take the lead with 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Head coach Derek Shelton calls out the play, with Peterson bringing it up. Bring it up the left side. And Axel back in the 1-3-1. One possession in the man-to-man, now right back to the 1-3-1. Corner 3, Beach going to try it. That one is gone, he knocks it home. Dustin Beach with his first points of the game, and the Mustangs are back in front by 1. 50 seconds to go in the quarter and the half. Schmelzley to the top of the key for Shaughnessy. 2-3 zone for Donovan West. Typo sketch. Schmelzley fires a 17-footer. Left side, no good. Sits up in the air. Offensive rebound. Put back is up and in there for Eli Brockerman. Big time basket for him. He has 6. And the Eagles are back in front by 1. 32 seconds remaining. Peterson. Bounce pass. Penny pass deflected. There's Schmelzley. He's going to go ahead and try to stop it. He missed the wide open dunk. Here comes Donovan West now with 20 seconds left. They're going to slow it up, though. Penny kicked it out to Peterson after the missed dunk from Schmelzley. Bounce pass to Albers. Double team in the corner. Bounce pass to Penny. 7 seconds. Peterson. Wraparound pass. 5 seconds. Three ball. Penny on the way. No good from three. Tipton out of bounds with 0.2 seconds left. Or are they going to say they're going to wave it off? They're going to wave it off. Looks to me like there should have been some time left, but they're going to say that is the end of the half. What a half of basketball for Donovan West. Axel being given a challenge here, and the Eagles lead 24-23 after 16 minutes of action. Coming up next, we have our halftime report brought to you by Hamlin Community College, close to home, far from net, online at howlncc.edu. Back in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Highland. Donovan West giving Axel a tough test. 24-23, though. Axel is out in front. This one, taking you back how things have unfolded here so far. After a 6-2 lead to start the game for Axel, Donovan West went on a 10-0 run to go up 12-6. And it would end up being 12-8 after the end of the first quarter. It was Brandon Schmelzley who kept the Eagles in this ball game with 9 points in the second quarter. It was back and forth most of the way home, with Axel trailing the entire first half of the second quarter. They wouldn't get their first lead back until there was 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And from there, they would end up holding on to that lead. As mentioned, 24-23 is their score at the half. A couple of big-time three-pointers made. Both teams get to that here in just a bit. Looking at the point totals here so far for Donovan West, 7 points for Michael Albers. He had a 5-point effort in the first quarter. Kelby Windmeyer has 6 points, all of those coming in the second quarter. Also, 5 points for Hudson Penny with a three-pointer in the first quarter. 3 points for Dustin Beach with a big-time three-pointer in the second quarter towards the end of the frame. And 2 points for Colter Peterson. They would love to get him going from beyond the arc and make some big-time shots, which they know that he can do as the team's leading scorer, averaging 8.4 points per game. As for Axel, leading the way in scoring with 11 points is Brandon Schmelzley, with, as mentioned, 9 points in that second quarter. 6 points for Eli Brockstrom with 4 in the second quarter. 3 points for Colin Shaughnessy with a three-pointer in the second quarter, and 2 points apiece for Grant Bussing and Wyatt Detweiler. And what a fun one this has turned out to be so far. Donovan West has shown their potential for what this team could be in the future. But now we're taking a look at some of the scores from around the area for some of the girls' scores, that is. For Donovan West, the girls won 53-23 against Axel. And elsewhere in the Twin Valley League, Centralia trailed almost the entire game, but ended up winning 47-41 in a game just down the road in Troy. In the Big Seven, the three games going on across their airwaves, Hiawatha, they led for a good portion of their game versus Nemaha Central, but fall just short, 44-42. Hiawatha tied it with 2 free throws with 4 seconds left, but then fouled the ball handler, and Nemaha Central made both of their free throws to win the game, again, 44-42. That was on the Hiawatha channel. And as for Holton, they win in overtime against Royal Valley, 41-36. And the other Big 7 game we have was Riverside taking care of business, 48-14, with Taylor Weiser outscoring Sabetha entirely. She had 18 points, and as mentioned, Sabetha with only 14. And we have one game going on in the Northeast Kansas League. That's on 93.7 FM KAIR, with the Oskaloosa girls defeating Valley Falls 66-42 to improve to 4-3 in league play, 7-4 overall. How about the Oskaloosa girls? What an incredible job that first-year head coach Kevin Lane has done after winning just 3 games a year ago. They have more than doubled that total this season. They are over 500, not just overall, but in league play as well. So big shout-out to the first-year head coach Kevin Lane. I'll get to talk to him on Thursday about that win. But back here in this one, once again, our score at the half, 24-23 Axel, as the Eagles are hanging on by a thread. As, by the way, those scores were brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Back here in a couple minutes, here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree.
And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Meet Corey Thomas. the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
24-23, Axel leading Donovan West, and the number two team in the state, state class 182, being tested here in this one. Again, three-point ball working for Donovan West so far, and getting some baskets inside as well with Michael Albers and Kelby Windmeyer. See if they can keep it up and keep going toe-to-toe with the champs. That is the TBL tournament champs for the past couple of seasons in a row. And boy, what a fun first half this was. Back and forth, second quarter. Axel got their first lead with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Their first lead of the period, that is. They kept getting it back, but Donovan West keep punching right back. And they never had a multiple score lead in the final 10 minutes or so of the first half. Then it got up 6-2. And then after that, the 10-0 run from Donovan West. And since then, they have hardly had a lead for the remainder of that first half. They were able to hold on to a 24-23 lead again. 9 points in the second quarter from Brandon Schmelsley. Looking once again at the TDL standings, Axel currently in solo fifth at 2-1, two games back in first place, Clifton Clyde and Hanover, who are 5-0 and 6-1 respectively. After Donovan West, they're 0-6, 2-11 overall. So Donovan West hoping for their first home TBL win since February 18th, 2022. And their first conference to make that league win since January 3rd, 2023. Alley-oop up high. And that is out of bounds. Trying to go to Brandon Schmelsley. Alley-oop it to him, but the pass was too low. He couldn't handle it. So a turnover for Axel right out of the gate. Donovan West gets it back. Peterson brings it up against White Detweiler. Gets around him. Making his maneuvers, pass to the beach. Entry pass, that's stolen away by Lever Oxerman. Trying to go to Albers. As Axel starts a man-to-man defense. He went between in and 1-3-1. Detweiler, pass to the right side. Oxerman gives it to Brady Bussing. He was Brady Bussing, excuse me. Pull-up jumper, no good for Brandon Schmelzen. Rebound, Kelly Windmeyer of Donovan West, who's had a fantastic game so far. Peterson, left side wing, goes back towards the middle. But Detweiler gets around him, tries right side, pushes a little bit, gets around him again, up and in! Coach Peterson with a second basket of the game. And Donovan West gets the lead right back. They score the first basket of the second half. Rockstrom into Schmelzley, left side from the wing. High post catch, Grant Bussing. Good ball movement. Right side corner, Detweiler thought about the three, but holds on to it. High post catch, Schmelzley. Gives it to Rockstrom for the left wing. Dribbles to the elbow. Detweiler hands it back. Drive, right side, pull up jumper, 10-footer. No good for Brandon Schmelzley. Rebound for Hudson Penny of Donovan West. Here come the Mustangs at the left side. Looking to push. Peterson from the top of the key. He gives it back to Penny. A drive, baseline, around Detweiler. Underneath the basket, kick. Long two for Peterson. Short-armed it. Rebound for Eli Brockstrom. He's looking to push. One-handed pass. Schmelzley, wrap up pass to Brady Bussing. It's deflected, but right back in the hands of Schmelzley in the short corner. Kick out to Brockstrom, right back to Schmelzley. Leaving him all alone. Testing him is Windmeyer. Not shooting the three, though. Near the corner, Schmelzley gets it back. High post catch. Detweiler retreats to the top of the key. Drive left side. Brockstrom in the lane. Over a couple defenders. Lays it up and in. Over Peterson. A mismatch. And Brockstrom takes advantage. He's got eight. And Axel back in front by one. Peterson. One-hand pass. Right side wing. Windmeyer hands it off to Peterson. Catch for Penny. or go to his left, to the middle, to the wing, Wintermeyer, Peterson, thought about the three, hit in his face, though, from Detweiler, so he holds on to it. The sophomore dribbled between his legs, dribbles back towards the middle from the right side, and goes to his left. Wintermeyer bounced past on the backdoor cut, can't find Beach, it's deflected, thrown away by Axel, here come the Eagles. Roxman, underhand pass, and a fail, and one, great missing, lays it up and in. 3-point lead for the Eagles. It's 28-25. Score update for you. Other TVL game. Troy leading Centralia 21-18 at halftime. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. The senior Grady Bussing can't get the free throw to go. Tipped up in the air, rebounded by Michael Albers. Roxerman had a chance at it, but couldn't quite get the rebound. That, by the way, is the first free throw attempt of the game for Axel. With 5:05 to go in the third quarter. 28-25, Eagles. Beach thought about the three, instead gives up to Wintermeyer. Right corner. Gives up to a cutting Penny. Underneath the basket, lob. Out to Beach. He's going to try a three to tie it. Got it! From the left side of wing, we are tied. Another big time three by Dustin Beach. He has six. Schmelzley, near side corner. Detweiler trying to respond. That's short. Tipped up in the air. Loose. Picked up by Colin Shaughnessy of Axel. And he's fouled on the floor. It's resilience by Colin Shaughnessy. The sophomore getting the offensive rebound is that foul picked up by Kelby Wintermeyer, his second. Lobbing the inbound to Grady Bussing. He'll give it to Detweiler from the left elbow. Kick it out. Schmelzley will try a three. That's short. And missing everything. Rebound Dustin Beach. Pass up ahead to Albers. Give it to Penny. Bounce pass. Peterson on the backdoor cut. Lays it up and in. Oh, what an adjustment by Colton Peterson. And Donovan West back in front by two. He's got six. Four here in the third quarter. And now he's putting on the floor. Production. And he tries to give it away to Shunkley. He does so successfully, but almost turned it over. As Detweiler has it. Into the corner. Shaughnessy inside. Grady Bussing from the left block. Kicks it out. Shaughnessy tries middle. Floater. Over Albers, that is good, off the back iron, but falls through. Come on, Shaughnessy with his first 2-point basket of the game, he has five. And we are tied 30-30 with 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. At the end of a little game here in Island. Entry pass. Now kick it out, Albers, Wintermeyer, to Beach, top of the key. Back to Wintermeyer, to the right wing for Peterson. No drive, right side of Detweiler, still on a foul on the floor against Wyatt Detweiler. Nice drive by Colts for Peterson. And Detweiler, the freshman, picks up his second personal foul. And his gives Axel a little bit more length here. Inbound, deflected, is thrown away by Schmelzley. Trying to get it into the paint to Peterson. And he travels, trying to go up. And it's going the other way. Took three steps, trying to gather it. That's the second time that Schmelzley had a chance to get a breakaway layup or dunk, and he turned it over. 3:28 to go here in this third quarter. We are still tied. It's 30-30. Inbound to Peterson. He's double-teamed as Axel presses. Gets around Detweiler. Now dribbles back the other way towards Schmelzley. He'll give it up to Penny. Dribbles across half court. Hand it back to Veach. Thought about the three, but bobbled the pass. He'll pull up off the dribble. That one a little bit off the right side of the rim. No good on the 16-footer. Rebound Axel. Good look there for Beach. Just couldn't make it home. Shaughnessy catches in the corner. Cut it Schmelzley. Right block. Double teamed. Good defense. Kick it out to Shaughnessy for three. He sure arms it. Rebound Michael Albers and Donovan West. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Neither team has had a multiple possession lead since the first quarter. Peterson hands it off to Wintermeyer. Dribbles to his left. To Beach. Pass deflected. Good defense by Brockstrom. Almost forced a turnover, but it's picked up by Wintermeyer near half court. And now Shaughnessy almost made the turnover. Or rather, got the turnover. It's a jump ball. And possession arrow will keep it with the Mustangs. And head coach Derek Shelton telling his team to calm down just a little bit. And I would agree with that sentiment. By the way, I mentioned that Troy had a 21-18 lead at halftime. That was with a Centralia 12-4 run at the end of the half. So Troy was up big. Peterson takes the handoff. Now he'll give it up to Beach. He'll drive right side. Fasciminates foul. No, he traveled. And the official giving head coach Derek Shelton the explanation, and he's satisfied with it. no dispute, and Axel gets the ball back. Another chance to take the lead. Boys have time in the Big 7. Sabetha leads Riverside 28-18. Sabetha number 9 in the Class 3A ranking. Shaughnessy with it at the top of the key. Gives it to the right side to Detwather. To a Sandman. Sandman drives right side, dribbled off the foot of Windmeyer. He comes up with a turnover. They look to drive left side, lay it up, and that's stripped. Good defense by Axel, and they're going to give Axel the ball. I don't agree with that call, and the officials might have to overturn it. The official coming from the far side might overturn the call. No, they're going to give it to Axel. Oh, my goodness, the ball was just poked away from him. And head coach Derek Shelton still not happy with the call. And again, I would agree with him, but then again, I am on the other side of the court. But either way, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. We've been stuck at 30-30 for a while now. Eagle basketball. Sandman left all alone. He's going to try a three on its way, and it is good. They tested him. He checked time, and he knocks it home. Inbound, and a foul called against Detweiler. Now be his third. Logan Sandman, the freshman, knocking down the triple. He is left all alone. Say, you're going to leave me alone? How about I bury this right in your face? And it's 33-30, Axel. 1:48 to go. A big time mistake on defense there by the Mustangs. Peterson defended by Grady Bussing. He'll get past him. He goes to his left. Now back to his right. Pass Beach in the corner. He's going to try a three. Trying to tie it. He caught it! Oh, what a shot by Dustin Beach! His third three in a game. Second of the quarter. We are tied once again. 90 seconds left in the quarter. Pass to Brockstrom, deflected, but into the hands of Brockstrom. And Beach got a piece of it. Left side wing. Now the corner. Schmelzley with the ball, defended by Wittmeyer. Got the key catch for Shaughnessy. High post catch, Schmelzley. One dribble, kicks it out. Brockstrom is going to try a three. He got it! What a response by Ilya Brockstrom. He's got 11. It's 36-33, Axel. 1:04 to go, third quarter. A dandy here in Highland, cross half court, past the corner for Windmeyer. To Peterson. See if the Mustangs can respond again. He'll drive right side. Peterson, sophomore, is fouled going up by Grady Bussing. And he'll get a couple of free throw attempts coming up. Coulter Peterson, their leading scorer, 8.2 points per game on the season. However, for tonight, 6 points for him. It's been Dustin Beach. A trio of trays as the first free throw is good for Peterson. That is only the third free throw attempt of the game for Donovan West, and just the fourth overall of the contest combined. The clock stops with 51.6 seconds left here in the third period. Second one is no good. Long rebound in the corner, saved by Windmeyer, but in the hands of Grady Bussing. Here come the Eagles. Schmelzley with a 36-34 lead. Stop the key catch. Brockstrom, can he try another one? That was an air ball coming towards me out of bounds. And it'll go to the Mustangs with 37.9 seconds left. Chance for the Mustangs to tie or take the lead once again here. Peterson double team on the inbound with the press. Gets around it on the far side. He's fouled going up, bringing it up. And that is the 14th foul against the Eagles. Clock stops with 33.2 seconds left here in the third. That is the third personal foul against Grady Bussing. Wyatt Detweiler also with three. And he will get his bench, and Dalton Heinen will return his first appearance of this second half. Here's the inbound. To Coulter Peterson with 30 seconds left now. Defended by Colin Shaughnessy, daring him to go to his left. And now he'll back off and make him go to his right. Sophomore versus sophomore here. Oh, they have a tag of jersey. He's been called, though. Now 20 seconds left, kind of backs off. Peterson gets bumped and now fouled. And that will send Peterson to the free throw line, possibly tie the game. Not very good defense there by Colin Shaughnessy. If I was him, I probably would give him some space. And 15.7 seconds left. Peterson with two more free throws coming up. Again, 1-for-2 from the stripe last time up. That's out by Shaughnessy, his first personal. First free throw is good. So he now has 6 points on the quarter, 8 on the ballgame. Second one on its way, and can't tie it. No good. 36-35, 13 seconds left for the Eagles. Pass intercepted by Kelby Windmeyer. Here come the Mustangs, 8 seconds left. Driving right side, in the lane, and shot no good. Putback is no good on a Trader with 4 seconds left. Throw it right back with 2 seconds left. At the buzzer is good for Kevin Whitmire. And Sutton West takes the lead going into the fourth quarter. The hustle and grit and determination by Kelby Whitmire gets that one last basket going into the fourth quarter. 37-36. Time for West. We go to the fourth. Up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber and Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
37-36, Donovan West leading Axel. Going to the fourth quarter, Donovan West hasn't won in this building in a TBL game since February of 2022, and they have the fourth place team in the entire state from a year ago on the ropes. Number two team in the state in the rankings this year as well as Axel gets the ball out of the break. And we're back underway with the final quarter of action here in Highland. Right side wing catch for Eli Brockstrom. And Shaughnessy catches it from the free throw line. From the block. Catch for Grant Bussing. He'll kick it out. To Brockstrom. Schmelzley with it. Now top of the key. Now left side wing for Wyatt Detwell. They're back in the game with three personal fouls on reach in. As Dustin Beach got a piece of Eli Brockstrom. He tried to make a catch from the high post. For Beach, that is his first. And I'm not sure if this is correct. I might have missed a foul or two, but I have that own being their only third foul for the entire game. Catch off the screen for Schmelzley. Will drive to his left. He'll kick it out. Now Brockstrom will drive. That shot is good off the glass. Is falling to the floor was Peterson. And Eli Brockstrom has 13 points on the game to lead all scorers. Schmelzley also with 11. He was scoreless, though, in that third quarter after scoring 9 in the second quarter and 11 in the first half. Now satisfied post for Peterson. Beg your pardon, Penny kicks it out. Peterson's going to try a 3. That's too strong. Rebound Wyatt Detwiler. Eagles with a 38-37 lead. 1 minute into the fourth quarter exactly. High post catch Detwiler. Turns, fires 13-footer. Short-armed it. Rebound Hudson Penny and Donovan West. Full-court pass up ahead. Deflected, but into the hands of Dustin Beach. To Whitmire to Peterson. Right side corner. Penny with it. Defended by Schmelzley. Pass inside. Nice find for Kelby Whitmire. Lays it up and in. Kelby Whitmire, the first Mustang to 10 points. And they take a 39-38 lead. Shaughnessy with the catch from the right wing. The top of the key for Detwiler. Schmelzley just inside 3-point line with the catch from the left side. Kick it out. Shaughnessy thought about the 3, but holds onto it. Good close out by Penny. To a cutting Schmelzley. Bounce pass to Detwiler. While they're left all alone. Right corner 3. That was short. Loose. And picked up by Colter Peterson and Donovan West. Brockstrom had it for a split second, but couldn't hold on to it. Has them ahead to Penny. That one almost went out of bounds. A negative space over the top of the sideline. Nice catch. Bounce pass to cutting Beach. That one's too hot, but it is loose on the floor. It should have been a turnover, but somehow they save it and get the timeout. That was a tough play for Beach to make, but he's able to hold on to the possession. Timeout called by Donovan West, so they are one timeout poor for the final rest of this 6:03 left to go in this contest. 39-38, Donovan West leading Axel, a step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
6:03 remaining in this one. Donovan West leads Axel at home 39-38. Peterson with the inbound catch gives it to Dustin Veach. He'll drive baseline. Bounce back to Albers, and he's fouled on the arm. Axel thought they might have had a chance at a turnover, and head coach Jason Tynan, I think, is not too happy with the call there. That foul goes against Logan Salmon in second. Inbound to Peterson, left corner, to Veach from the wing. To the corner to Penny, defended by Schmelzley. Dribbles to the middle, pass to Windmeyer. To Peterson, right wing. He's defended by Detweiler, the freshman. The work against him, the sophomore, drives right. Nice reach in by Broxman, hoped to free. Out. Getting around Broxman is Veach on the runner, is no good. Rebound Schmelzley, Axel. Here come the Eagles, trying to retake the lead. With 5.5 to go. That's the top of the key, handoff Schmelzley. It's stopped at the free throw line, kicks it out to Broxman. Broxman with 13 points. He'll hand it off to Schmelzley. Looked like he might have been out of bounds as he caught the handoff. Kick it out to Detweiler, right side. Down the key, Broxman with it. Bussing, makes that Grady Bussing. Enter pass to Broxman and a reach in against Colton Peterson. Not a terrible foul there, because if he makes that catch cleanly, that would be an easy deuce. And also on top of that, that's only the first personal foul, and the second team foul with 5:08 to go in this ballgame. 39-38, Donovan West. Off on the inbound goes to Schmelzley inside the paint, defended by Windmeyer, pulls up over a double team, he gets it, but goes from 6 feet out. Tough jump shot for Brandon Schmelzley, his first basket since the second quarter. He has 13, and Axel back in front by one. Peterson from the left wing, dribbles back towards the middle. Now give it up to Hudson Penny. Bounce pass, miscommunication, and Axel fell asleep. They had a chance at a steal there. Peterson from the wing on the right side, dribbles back towards the middle. Defended by Detweiler. Wasting a lot of clock here. 4.5 now left to go. Axel again leading 40-39. Albers, beg your pardon, Windmeyer, hands it back to Peterson from the half-court mid-circle. Peterson, tough dribble. Good defense by Detweiler. He's in trouble, and whistle on a reach-in there late. A bailout foul by Wyatt Detweiler, and head coach Jason Tynan beside himself at that play. Colin Shaughnessy will check in after Detweiler's freshman picked up his fourth. 4:20 now left to go. Inbound in the backcourt. Peterson with the catch brings it across half court. Veach cuts across the point. Haynes doesn't give it to him. Instead, he'll give it up to Penny on the right side corner. Bring it all the way to the top of the key, and now we'll go back towards the right side. Peterson from the right wing. Defended by Shaughnessy. Now with 4 minutes left to go. This has been a very long possession for the Mustangs here. Trying to get a good shot. Driving middle. Penny puts double team, flips it up. And a travel is called. Lost control. And after that long possession, Axel's defense holds. Again, we haven't seen a team have a multiple possession lead since it was 12-8 in favor of Donovan West. Broxman from the top of the key signals for Schmelzley to come catch it. He does from the high post. Bounce back. Nice feed to Grady Bussing. He lays it up and in. It's 42-39, Axel. Beautiful dish. And Bussing now with 4. All of those points coming here in the second half. Donovan West needing a basket after a bit of a drought here. Left wing catch for Hudson Penny. Screen by Albers. Flips it to him on the give and go. Fell and one off the glass. From outside the paint, tough angle across his body. Albers gets it to go on an and-one, and it's back to a one-point game. Albers with his first points in the second quarter. Albers, not a great free-throw shooter, though. We'll see if he can possibly knock this one in to tie it. On the way, off the right side, no good. He's 1-for-2 on the day, and it remains a one-point Axel lead. Here comes Broxman, nobody picking him up. Now, Beach does so, cutting across the paint. Schmelzley, whistle, and a blocking foul is going to be called as Schmelzley went up against Hudson Penny, tried to take that charge. A valiant effort, but instead it'll be the second personal foul against Hudson Penny. So two free throws coming up for Schmelzley. First free throw off the right side, no good. That is just the second free throw attempt of the game for Axel, with 3:13 to go in the ballgame. And they are 0-for-2 as a team. Second one on its way is no good as well. Rebound Donovan West. over 2 for the Stripes. 42-41. Chance to take the lead for Donovan West here. This possession, 3:05 to go in the ballgame. Peterson, give it to Veach. Right side wing. Dribbles towards the middle. Bounce pass, Albers. Into to Peterson from the left wing. Bumped by Colin Shaughnessy to Whitmeyer. Penny from the right side. Back towards middle once again. Flip it out to Albers. And backdoor cut to Veach. Can't save it. As Albers thought he was going to keep going backdoor, but he stopped. He threw it as if he was going to continue going backdoor. And he throws it away. A turnover and a crucial point in this ballgame for Donovan West. Draxel with a chance to expand their one-point lead. Roxman brings it up and a whistle and timeout called by head coach Jason Tynes. We'll take the break as well. 30-second break, 42-41 Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
42-41. Axel leading Donovan West here in Highlands. 2:37 left to go back in the ballgame. And Axel certainly getting more than they bargained for with this ballgame. The Eagles are 2-1 in league play, 9-1 on the season. Donovan West is 0-6 in league play, and 2-11 overall, looking for their first win here at home in a CBL play since February of 2022. Top of the key catch for Logan Salmon. To Brockstrom from the left wing. Now to Detweiler. Top of the key, right side. Schmelzley, now the top for Shaughnessy. Man-to-man defense for Donovan West. Sam is going to be tested. He'll try another three. Maybe one earlier, and he knocks on this one. They continue to test him and give him space. He is 2 for 2 from beyond the arc, and the freshman with 6 points puts them up by multiple possessions. First time either team has had a multiple possession lead since it was 12-8 in the final seconds of the first quarter. 1:55 left to go in the ballgame. Here's Peterson. Dribbles to his right from the top of the key. Now to Whitmeyer. To Penny. Green to go to his left towards the middle. Flips it to Whitmeyer. Throws a shoulder offensive foul. Whitmeyer was fairly quiet in the third quarter after a six-point effort in the second quarter. Tries to be too aggressive that time, and he gets his third personal foul. That is the fourth team foul, so double bonus for the remainder of this ballgame for the Eagles. Chance for Axel to start pulling away here. Schmelzley. Bounce pass to Detweiler to Brockstrom. Stop the key catch Salmon. He's going to drive right on Albert. Gets bumped. And he'll kick it out of there to Shaughnessy. 1:20 to go. And Salmon turns it over. Albert's with it. And he loses it. It's loose. Gets up in the air. Picked up by Colin Shaughnessy at Axel. Missed opportunity there for the Mustangs. And now a foul called against Hudson Penny. He reaches in with 1:11 to go. They had an opportunity. And Michael Albert put it on the floor and gave it right back to Axel. 1:11 to go. Two free throws coming up for Colin Shaughnessy. First free throw for the sophomore. Got it to go. Rattled around and falls through. He has 6. First free throw make of the game for the Eagles. Second one, high arcing free throw is good. 2 big time free throws for the sophomore. It is 47-41. Mustangs would love to have a three-pointer right here to get back to a single possession lead. Peterson gets a full court man-to-man. Defended by Wyatt Detweiler all the way. Goes to his right to the wing. Now to the corner. Drives baseline. Underneath the basket. Gets bumped. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And Detweiler is not out of this ballgame. Just 2 points on the game for Wyatt Detweiler. Tough outing for him. That was the fourth team foul, not the fifth. So inbound for the Mustangs. Peterson. They got to hurry. Down by 6. Drives right side. Gets bumped. stripped and fouled again. Reach in. This time by Colin Shaughnessy. And now they will go to the free throw line to shoot two. As Shaughnessy picks up his second. Colter Peterson, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, going 1 for 2 in his two trips both times. And that one rattles out of there. No good. A big time miss from Peterson. 46 and a half seconds left as the hopes of Donovan West starting to slip away as the second free throw is good. That's his first point of the quarter. A timeout called by Donovan West. So Axel has outscored Donovan West 11-5 here in this fourth quarter. That has made the difference here in this one. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Our score, Axel 47, Donovan West 42, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
47-42, Donovan West now in a panic mode as Axel is able to start pulling away. Here in this one, a couple of big-time baskets down the stretch. Logan Salmon with a three. Two big ones, one in the third quarter, one here in the fourth. He has six. Brandon Schmelzley with 13. Eli Broxman also with 13. Inbound goes to Broxman as U.S. presses. Shaughnessy near half court, passes it backwards to Schmelzley and gets it across half court to Eli Broxman with 40 seconds left. Pass is deflected by Dustin Beach. And tipped out of bounds, he'll stay with the Eagles with 35.7 seconds left. Schmelzley, the inbounder. And looking, and now a whistle, and timeout called by Coach Tynan. Just really called that timeout before he got it in to Eli Broxterman. And this will be a 30-second timeout, so... No, it was actually being a 60-second timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. Once again, our score, 47-42 Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Well, Axel starting to pull away here in this one, hoping to hold on to a 5-point lead against Donovan West on the road and hopes to prove to 3-1 in league play and get their 10th win of the regular season. That's where Donovan West, boy, they have fought hard here all game long. They had a lead going into the fourth quarter. It was 37-36. Kelby Windmeyer getting a buzzer beater at the end of that third quarter. Donovan West, they got to hurry up out of this timeout, or else Axel will have a wide open layup right out of here. They'll come in with Windmeyer, Albers, Peterson, Veach, and Penny. Axel has Schmelzley, as well as Shaughnessy, Sandman, Grady Bussing, and Broxerman. Inbound goes out to the top of the key, and Shaughnessy with the catch, and Penny didn't see it coming towards him. He fouls him. There's 34.9 seconds left, and two free throws are coming up as both teams are in the double bonus. The foul was against Hudson Penny. That is his fourth. First free throw for Shaughnessy, too strong this time. Went 2 for 2 in his first trip for the free throw line. Axel as a team, 2 for 6 tonight from the free throw line. Second one on its way. That one is no good. Rebound for Kelby Whitmire. Still two possession game. They got to hurry with 30 seconds left. Peterson to the top of the key. Taking a lot of time here, just dribbling the ball from the right side wing. They got to get some going here. Off a screen, Penny drives in the middle, has a lane, and a whistle, and he travels. I didn't really see a travel there. And 19.4 seconds left in this one. Jonathan West now in desperation mode. Albers is going to go ahead and foul Brock Osterman with 17.2 seconds left. Now a chance for the Eagles to go up by three possessions here if they can make a pair of these free throws. As Albers commits just his first personal foul. Done a good job tonight of staying out of foul trouble, which is something that is crucial when you only go five or six players or even seven players deep. First one for Brockstrom is good. This one right here, if you can make this one, pretty much put the game away. Brockstrom now has 14 points to lead all scorers. 5 points in the third quarter for him. That one is good. 49-42, 17.2 seconds left. Peterson is going to fire a three off the dribble after bringing it up. Cross half court, no good. Gets his own miss in the corner. It was up to Penny. He'll get a three-pointer that's rejected by Schmelzley. Saved by Peterson with 5 seconds left. Picked up by Sandman, and that is going to do it. A valiant effort tonight from Donovan West, but they fall just short. 49-42 is the final. Axel wins it. We'll step aside, and we'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com as Axel defeats Donica West 49-42. In the end, the biggest difference in this one was Axel outscoring Donica West 13-5 in the final 8 minutes of the contest. And a couple of big-time baskets. Logan Salmon with a big-time three. Eli Brockstrom making a couple of free throws at the end. Colin Shaughnessy made a couple of big-time free throws as well. And it was Axel that was able to pull away in the end, despite trailing going into the fourth quarter, 37-36. Getting to the individual totals for today's contest, and Donovan West's leading scorer was Kelby Windmeyer, who had 10 points, six of those coming in the second quarter. As mentioned, the buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter to give themselves that lead. He is your leading scorer for the Mustangs. 9 points apiece for Colter Peterson, who had 6 points in the third quarter, Michael Albers, who had five in the first quarter, and Dustin Beach, who had a pair of three-pointers in the third quarter. Also, 5 points as well for Hudson Penny, who had all five of his in the first quarter. For Axel, their leading scorer was Eli Brockstrom. 15 points for him. He is your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So once again, Brandon Schmelzley is your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Also, for Brandon Schmelzley, he finished his day with 13 points. I don't know why I had written down that he had four. He had 13 points. Second leading scorer on the day. The third leading scorer was Colin Shaughnessy. Made a big time three-pointer in the second quarter. Made a field goal in the third and a couple of free throws in the fourth. Also, 6 points for Logan Sandman. As mentioned, a couple of big time threes in the second half. 4 points for Grady Bussing and two apiece for Wyatt Detweiler, who fouled out of the game with 57.7 seconds left. And Grant Bussing, who made a two-point basket in the first quarter. So that is going to do it. Axel improves to 3-1 in league play. And overall, they are now 10-1 on the year. As for Donovan West, they fall to 0-7 in league play and are now tied for last in the TVL and 2-12 on the regular season. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Kurt back in the booth. I'm Jared Sluppy. Thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. Once again, your final score here on the boys' side, 49-42. Axel defeats Donovan West. And beforehand, if you missed it, the Donovan West girls defeated Axel 53-23. Have a good rest of your night, and thank you so much for tuning in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.